if you were to take this, we get complaints from congressmen about some guy that didn't get oil or his gas truck or his lettuce crop or something, you would have to call up the head of ESO or somebody and say, "Let them get off and get it." See,
sure.
But that's, or you wouldn't agree on it. You'd have to have a man who would do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically the whole range of energy, just not only in terms of immediate thing, but in terms of a long range planning. You would get inevitably in a foreign policy area. For example, look, there's a problem in the Middle East that we don't know. Soviet gas deal.
Yeah.
Naturally, the Alaska pipeline, which is not a foreign policy problem. All these things are in it. So it's a.
Top all that, why we're going to have to come to some reasonable solution on this energy versus the environment.
Oh, yes. On that, this is going to be very hard for everybody to come down. We're going to have to come down pretty hard on the energy side.
Yes.
Because basically, we don't have the energy that we need in the environment, and we just have to fight that thing. But you would be a great one to do that, because everybody knows you're from a state where you yourself are all for the environmentalists. You say, "Now look here, you've got to sell them," and you can't have the lights go out in New York. You can't have any air conditioning go out. You can't have the elevators not running. That's what's involved in this, you know. It's a big, big deal.
Well, I thought in terms, maybe I overstated, but if we ever came to the point we absolutely had to allocate energy, we would stand a very real danger of losing our liberty and freedom, it seems to me. Can you imagine all powerful government that would take to decide whether we're going to manufacture this or that, or you need to go see
it? Not able to think of that. I mean, if you ever get to that point, really, if you ever get to that point, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Energy does control the world.
Mm-hmm.
It controls each nation. And that's just something we don't have to.
No, we can't.
We can't go to. Now, to them, it's not insoluble either. There's a lot of energy around in this country if we just mobilize it.
Yeah, and the important thing is that we are addressing affirmative, and that R&D program is all important along
the R&D has got to have more emphasis. You see, mm-hmm. The first measure we had, apparently.
I think ultimately.
Many feel it was not adequate.
Ultimately, we may use hydrogen or something else. But,
do you?
Mm-hmm. At least I talked to Teller about it, and he said it's a long way down the line and it's got problems, but it's conceivable. There's a lot of
it. You gotta get some of it, yeah.
And when it burns, all it does is combine with oxygen to make water, so we've got that taken care of.
We could use that too, couldn't we?
Yeah.
If you could just have the hydrogen and get the water out of it. And you see, there's another thing. The business side, the commons, the oil guys, the coal, as I said, it's an awful lot of tar there. You bring in the great power companies, Con Ed and Southern California Ed and all of Edison, all those you've got out there, the Midwest, mountains and the rest, they've all got to play a part in this thing.
This damn decision of the Supreme Court that says that you cannot substantially affect the atmosphere or the environment. It's got to be cleared up, I think. It just means that you couldn't put a fossil fuel plant out in Wyoming or Montana or...
Unbelievable. Well, we have to fight that, you see.
Yeah.
Fight all that stuff. And that's one of the reasons that to your name occurred to us, because you're kind of Mr. Clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not thought to be a big oil man,
no,
big coal man, or a big, frankly, you're thought to be for the high, wide, and handsome mountains and the rest, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, you have to use that to bridge into the real problem. And you probably end up on occasion not being popular with environmentalists.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that the job.
You could, when I say not being popular, I think you could explain it to all the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some that are totally unreasonable.
Totally
unreasonable.
I went to say, you've got to get to that conference on the human environment in Stockholm.
Oh, yeah.
And agreement between the developed and the developing nations, certainly about what you mean by environment. The underdeveloped nations looked at us a little suspiciously. What you mean is that you want us not to develop. Some of the amenities, food, shelter for the people before they think about the environment and so on. And that's right and reasonable.
Excuse me, General Mayor, you pointed out that you're not going to be here tomorrow.
Mr. President, I apologize for this, but I'm sure that if I take this job, the press will ask me. I simply have to say, what about Watergate to you? And,
well, anything you can say on that is that I made a statement on May 22nd, which is conclusive.
My said, we had a trip to Israel scheduled in August.
Don't go. Oh, you could go. Sure, sure, sure. No problem. Actually, there's no problem. Yeah, as long as the president got us in. That's right, I was just thinking that.
people gonna live forever, they're both getting up there.
And about what I saw, Steve Hillary, John Myers, 745. They pop off any time, and then what comes there. They are all trying to wash for a long time. Give them about 15 years, they'll be affecting everybody. And nobody will be afraid tomorrow. And they're smart.
They're organized too.
Chinese are smart people. You could put a beat in Chinese with enough nuclear arms. I wouldn't want to be their neighbors. I think that's what the Russians are worried about. They're only two, a quarter of a million then. They see the Chinese there. So they're always, that's why the China-Russian game works. Every time we bow to the Chinese, the Russians bow to us, and vice versa.
It's nice of you.
As long as we can keep it going. Well, in any event, I would appreciate it if you do this in the country where you're the best qualified man, without question. You'd have to move to Washington, of course. That's okay. You'd have to have an office, you have to have your office here. Probably in the EOB, I imagine.
Yes, sir. I told the governor if he could come on Tuesday, if he could do it.
And to send them at ease, the money moved in here.
But after the announcement, he could have the time he needs to gracefully.
If I make the decision to come here, if I email the announcement goes Tuesday, I need a little transition time to close up a few things. Oh, goodness, yes. But we have to set all that up. I mean, we've got to get staff. But we have some. We give you this. Everything, but you don't have to keep anybody. That's another thing. You've got a free hand.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't up to a fire. It's your own people. But they remember they're hard to find.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Mr. President,
another fellow you might want to talk to. Say this here.
Thank you very much. I'll be right back.
It doesn't pay much. That's the only other
thing. I understand that I lose a little money, but...